This is the Daily Minutes, which is a short podcast of Shorties FM podcast, and it's largely about amateur radio news in the Netherlands, from the Netherlands, which might be interesting for people outside the Netherlands as well. And later on we might take up some other subjects, not being amateur radio or even technical, but right now it's ham radio news from the Netherlands. This is episode 3. The first two were Dutch only. This one is English and Dutch at the same time with slight differences. One article that I would like to mention is in Dutch only, but you can translate it by, for example, Google Translate, which is really nice. It might be on other international websites as well, but it's about a replica from the Sputnik, which was launched 45 years ago from Russia, the USSR at that time. And it was a satellite weighing 84 kilograms. And the American scientists were quite amazed by that and thought it would have a mistake, the press release that mentioned that, because their own satellites were never heavier than 9 kilograms at that time. And I thought the Russians wouldn't be able to launch such a thing. Two people, AA1 Tango Juliet and Delta Lima 3 Juliet in November, are attempting a rebuild, a replica of the transmitter on board, which transmitted a signal from 1 watt on 20.005 and 40.002 megahertz. The replica is for 15 meters, which is the closest to one of these frequencies, and there were a couple of difficulties. There were being transistors not being used in the 50s. They simply were not there capable of handling HF, and the printed circuit boards as well didn't exist. A lot of other difficulties. Tube they used was a 1P34B, which was just released, and that was able to make 1 watt HF. The website has lots of pictures. It's really really nice to see them, so I can recommend it to you. The website is www.pi4raz.nl from the Netherlands. So it's www.pi4radioalphazulu.nl. The next is a testing report from the infamous Baofeng UV3R portable. And, well, there's a lot of criticism on the small handy, which is not so much bigger than a box of matches, a king-size box of matches, I must say. But it's really small, and I own two of them. They're really nice to use, very sensitive. Also very sensitive for disturbances, but well, quite practical, and it has a wonderful radio and even a torch. So well, if you're tired of the radio from it, you can use it that way. Well, the test announced that one would suspect very much spurious from the transmitter, but one thing they only mentioned. Issues that were already known. The Baofeng is infamous for its harmonic radiation on 2 meter, which on low power it isn't even suppressed. The desired signal is suppressed. But the article mentions that with the small band antennas which are supplied with the transceiver, it isn't according to rules, but it's not so bad. There is a modification for the 2 meter harmonic radiation of the second harmonic, which is a small SMD capacitor in the circuit board, but then it doesn't work at 180 megahertz anymore, which is really sadly for most amateurs HI. But nothing much more of the issues. It's an SDR based handy, which is a special as well. Yes, there was another issue. The battery bay the charging bay for the battery or to externally charge the battery. This hasn't got any electronics. In the handy there is a charger electronic, but in the charging bay it's just the adapter which is connected directly to the batteries, which is really bad practice and might even be a fire hazard or something. So don't use that, people. And the charger in the Baofeng is really working fine, so should not be a problem at all. Just throw away the charging bay. Well, the last article is HeatKit is back in business, in the kit business, since late August, and they introduced a garage parking assistant using ultrasonic and LEDs. Well, it's not so much as the HW7 rebirth again, but well, it's quite nice they started, and let's now wait for the amateur radio equipment from HeatKit. Such as the HW101 or the SB102, which you should supply with extra filters because a four-pole crystal filter is not really up to date. Okay, that was the daily minutes for today. I don't know if I'm daily in English. In Dutch, I'm mostly, almost completely daily. But I'll work on it to do this in English as well.
Dit is PA0 ETE.